time for Local Real Estate Today. A weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is Kyle Bailey, Mary Gilbert with the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Not in costume today. Actually, well, you are dressed as a realtor.
You guess it. I'm dressed up as a real estate agent today.
Oh, very good. Okay. And so let's get started.
Well, hey, Kyle, it's always great to be here. And this week we're diving into a topic that's getting a lot of national attention right now: housing affordability. So it's a term we hear constantly, but most people don't really understand how it's measured or what it means for our local market.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, today you have the housing affordability index. Try to say that fast. And it tells us how affordable the typical home is for the typical buyer based on income, interest rates, and home prices.
That's right. So an index value of 100 means that a median income family has exactly enough income to qualify a mortgage on a median priced home. So when the index goes above 100, homes are more affordable. When it dips below 100, it signals that affordability is tightening.
Yeah, nationally, we've seen that number drop quite a bit over the last couple of years. Prices went up, interest rates climbed, though incomes have risen some too.
Yeah, so the big story is that affordability has improved slightly in 2025 compared to 2023 and 2024 because interest rates have started to ease back a bit. Wages have been catching up, but affordability still varies dramatically by region. So when you look at Douglas County, even though prices are up year over year, we still sit well below the statewide average price, meaning our market time remains one of the more affordable areas in Oregon, especially when you factor in lifestyle, space, and quality of life.
Yeah, that's a great point. So while the national headlines can sound a little gloomy, locally, you've got a different story.
Yeah, and buyers here are still able to find homes within reach, especially when they can take advantage of local lender programs or work with experienced realtors who know where the value opportunities are. So, and for sellers, understanding the affordability landscape helps set expectation as pricing positioning matters more than ever.
Right. And I imagine that connects directly with what you and your team are seeing in listings and in buyer traffic, too.
Yeah, it does. So homes that are priced right and presented well are still moving quickly. So buyers are more analytical now. They're looking at monthly payments, insurance, and maintenance costs. But when the math works, they act decisively.
So affordability isn't just about price. It's really the entire picture.
Yeah, that's where we coach our clients to look beyond the sticker price and consider interest rate options, potential seller credits, and even buy down programs that can make a big difference in affordability. So knowledge really is the power in this market.
All right. So let's talk about what is new on the market this week.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about some different and exciting properties to highlight across the county. So a great mix of urban convenience, acreage living, and move-in ready homes. And right here in the middle of town at 2744 Northwest Dacia Drive in Roseburg, offered at $780,000. This is listed with Wendy Rigsby at All Pro Realty Advisors. This is a stunning stucco and stone home in Garden Valley, right off Klein Street, so really close to conveniences. It's got high ceilings, granite, kitchen, luxurious primary suite, and a private backyard with a hot tub and a deck.
Yeah, and nice view up on Dacia as well.
Yeah, exactly. And then heading west out to Melrose, we have 947 Elgaros Road. This is offered at $499,000. This is listed with Art Dillahay at Oregon Life Homes. This house features artistic finishes throughout the two-story farmhouse. It's on 7.8 acres, comes complete with two RV hookups, and it has sweeping valley views.
Wow. And what about if you wanted something maybe with or near the river?
Yeah, so 91 North River Drive. This is in North Roseburg. It's offered for sale at $549,000. This is listed with Veronica Gillespie at EXP Realty. What I love about this neighborhood, it is close to the North Umpqua River, but it's right next to Umpqua Community College. So if you like going to the theater, different cultural events, there's even a track, a lot of walking trails up there. It's close to I-5. This is a great location for that. Spacious five-bedroom retreat near the North Umpqua River. It has two living spaces, multiple laundry areas, and it has access to a private riverfront park with a boat ramp access.
Yeah, great location. What about down in Winston?
Yeah, so we go southwest of Roseburg to 890 Southeast Thompson Avenue. This is offered for sale at $389,900, listed with Anthony Beckham in the Different Real Estate Better Group. Modern 2016-built Highline home with three bedrooms plus a bonus room. It's got an open floor plan, granite kitchen, fenced yard with a gazebo, and a great outdoor entertaining space, which is kind of a bonus, but a nice home offering a lot for under $400,000.
Wow, some great variety there. I mean, luxury estates, charming family homes, and river retreats.
Yeah, exactly. This shows how much diversity our county offers. So whether you want land, luxury, or a low-maintenance home close to town, there's something for everyone.
Yeah, let's talk numbers right now. How it looks this week compared to last, our little snapshot of the weekly market.
Yeah, so new listings coming on the market. Last week, we saw 60 new listings come on the market. This week, we're at 54, so kind of holding a little bit steady. Price changes, 69 in the prior week compared to 57 this week, so we did see some fewer pricing adjustments. Pending sales are almost even. Last week, we saw 35 pending. This week, we're sitting at 34, so kind of consistent there. Sold homes the prior week. We had 25 closings in the prior week. This week we saw 24. And talking about listings that didn't sell, the prior week we had 14 listings that expired from the market. This coming week we saw 12. So kind of holding steady there.
So a little bit of softening after that strong run earlier in the month.
Yeah, and that's totally normal this time of year. So as we are getting closer to the holidays, both buyers and sellers start taking a brief pause, but we need to know that the serious buyers are still out there, and with affordability improving slightly, we expect a steady finish to 2025.
And that means it's a great time to prepare for 2026 market plans. Maybe that's a listing strategy or pricing or buying position.
Yeah, great time now to meet with your realtor, review market data, and set your goals for 2026.
Yeah, I can't believe we're not close to the end of the year. Open houses, what do you have?
All right, so we have a bunch of open houses this weekend, but today we do have an open house at 700 Southeast Tokay Street in Winston. This is a gorgeous Lake New home, one level, nice fenced black backyard, $375,000. It is open today from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., so I will be there starting at 1 p.m. So if you want to see me personally, come see me at 1. Otherwise, you can start going there at 10.
All right. And what else do we have?
So 664 Brooks Loop, 662 Brooks Loop, 845 Forest Heights. These are all open tomorrow. So stop by any three of these houses. They're going to be open from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. tomorrow. A lot of different agents, but there's three houses in that neighborhood, all within a block of each other, that you can go see. So a lot of our agents are doing a 30 open house challenge till the end of the year, so we're going to be having lots of open houses come up.
And it looks like you've been having a lot of listings out in Sutherland.
There's a lot of listings in Sutherland. Actually, all of these, the ones at 845 Forest Heights and these two other ones at 662 Brooks and 664 Brooks, these are all recently finished. Nobody has lived in them. They all have amazing views. So this is out in that Cooper Forest Heights subdivision. So kind of nice, nice airy feelings. You don't have neighbors looking down on you, but you can look over the city and valley views.
Wow. So a lot going on in the local real estate market. If somebody wants to get connected with you and your team about buying or selling, how do they reach you?
Yeah, you can give us a call anytime at 541-366-6080 or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stephen Street in Roseburg. We've always got someone in the office, or you can visit us online at marygilbert.com.
That wraps up the morning report.